Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, How's My Driving? Was written by Adam R. Holes. Arg! I yelled as the repair truck cut in front of me. That's when I saw the message, How's my driving? And a phone number. I picked up my phone and dialed. A woman asked me why I was calling, and I vented my frustration. So she took down the truck's number. Then she said wearily, You know, you can always call to report someone who's driving nicely. Ouch! Her tired words instantly punctured my smug self-righteousness. Embarrassment flooded me. In my zeal for justice, I hadn't paused to consider how my rage-filled tone could affect this woman and her difficult job. The disconnect between my faith and my fruitfulness in that moment was devastating. The gap between our actions and our convictions is what the book of James focuses on. In James chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, we read, My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Later he adds, Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. None of us is perfect. Sometimes our driving in life needs help. The kind that starts with confession and asks for God's help, trusting Him to keep filing the rough edges of our character. Our scripture reading for today is from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 through 26. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Let's pray. Father, sometimes our anger takes over, and we say hurtful things that we immediately regret. When we do lose our temper, give us the courage and humility to seek forgiveness and to help us grow in Christ-likeness, so that our relationships can grow deep and strong. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.